Jose Mourinho, the self-styled special one. Suddenly, he's toast at Chelsea, but he's got a track record that means someone else is going to employ him. So, could he end up, possibly, at one of the Manchester clubs? Pep Guardiola's been linked with a move to Manchester City and possibly to Manchester United, but could he be in the frame? Gus Hiddink has got the job pro tem at Chelsea, but from the start of next season, could Abramovich make him an offer he can't refuse that could see Pep Guardiola in situ at Stamford Bridge? Could we see Guardiola against Mourinho, whichever way round you want to pick it, at the start of the season in Manchester football? It's an interesting conundrum, and I'm delighted to say joining us to talk about it is Mark Ogden from The Independent. Mark, good afternoon to you, matey.
Hi, Jimmy.
I didn't see that Mourinho thing coming. I knew he was struggling, but I thought he'd get his way out of it, Mark.
Well, I was at Leicester on Monday night, and the way that Chelsea played that night and the way Hazard went off very easily, you just got the sense that it just didn't really seem right. And the one thing it reminded me of was when United lost to Everton under David Moyes, and that was his last game. It just felt like the players had just completely down tools, and as it proved, I think Abramovich was desperate not to sack him. I think he was quite keen to show that he's not this kind of trigger happy chairman anymore, but in the end he did. And so I think it had been coming on the basis that the players just seemingly didn't want to play for him anymore.
I have to say, Mark, the player you've just mentioned there, Eden Hazard, last year I thought, along with David Silva, he was a serious contender for the best player in the Premier League. He's looked a sad parody of his former self this year.
Yeah, and a lot of people say it stands back to the opening day of the season, or the opening weekend when they played Swansea, and the whole issue with the doctor, and Hazard was injured at the time, and he certainly hasn't recovered from that. I don't think he's scored in the league this season, so he's gone from a very high peak last year to doing nothing this year. And I think but a lot of Chelsea players, Fabregas has been an invisible man this year as well, and Costa's not been happy. So, like I say, I just think that Mourinho, of all managers, strangely, has lost the dressing room.
In terms of speculation, though, it has set in motion this belief that we could see some serious managerial merry-go-round in play come the summer, possibly involving both Manchester clubs and Chelsea. Mark, where do you see that one going?
Well, I think both Pellegrini and Van Gaal are contracted until the end of the 2017 season, but, I don't see either of them being here then. Pellegrini, I think that contract was just a good way for City to not get into long grass for a season and just keep everything quiet until now. And with Van Gaal, the mood of the supporters at the minute is so low that I can't see how, unless they get an emphatic win today, that he's going to keep faith with the fans. I think both managers will be gone next summer, if not before, in terms of Van Gaal's case. Now, what happens with Guardiola and Mourinho? I think Guardiola, I'd be surprised if he didn't end up at City. I don't think it's as certain as some suggest. I think Ancelotti's got the Bayern Munich job. That's done. But I think one thing that isn't certain is where Guardiola goes. Does he go to Arsenal in a year's time? Because I think people are suggesting that he might wait a year and have another sabbatical. Does he go to City where he's got friends in high places? Or does he take a chance? And it will be taking a chance on Man United because, the history of the club and the prestige. But in terms of the squad and what they've got at their disposal, he'd be putting his reputation on the line by coming to United, because they're still in transition. There's still a lot of work to be done. I think United are no further on than they were since Fergie left and since David Moyes left. It's just been a lot of money spent for not a lot of return. So could Mourinho come here in the summer? Bobby Charlton was fairly clear a couple of years ago that he wasn't the right fit for Man United, but United have had 3 years of nothing since then, 3 years of failure really, and I think they've got to lower the sights and realise that at least Mourinho will bring an element of, not a guarantee, but could make a better fist of it than this. And how great would it be to have next season the Manchester derby with Guardiola and Mourinho at each other's throats again?
Mine and your job's even more interesting, Mark, because that you'd expect. In terms of the two respective technical areas, you'd be watching that rather than the game, wouldn't you, with Guardiola and Mourinho out there 6 feet apart?
I think you need security on the technical area. Yeah. I think we remember about the Barcelona game when he tried to gouge one of the Barcelona assistants. So, there's a little bit of heat there. It'd be lively, but, I remember, look back 5 or 6 years when you had Ferguson versus Hughes, Ferguson versus Mancini, Tevez, Neville. It was fantastic. It was real kind of animosity between the two clubs. And it just seems a little bit nice at the moment, doesn't it? It just seems a little bit calm, that two kind of very calm managers. We do like a bit of nonsense off the pitch at times. I think
of course
with those two
we do.
Shots,
it makes the world go round. Just to finish, Mark, Mourinho says he doesn't need any time out of the saddle. He wants to get straight back on the horse. Any surprise in that?
No, I am surprised he turned up at Brighton v Middlesbrough today to watch on the stand. That was a surprise. But his big mate is Aitor Karanka, so maybe not so much. But I do think that is, in a sense, is almost putting pressure on United to say, look, I'm here, I'm ready, and if you're not happy with Van Gaal, then you've got my number. And I think United would be foolish to not look at that. But I do think that having seen Mourinho in the last few weeks, he looks like he needs a break. He looks a little bit frazzled, to be honest. And, you know, let's see how Van Gaal goes. Don't forget Ryan Giggs and all this. I think Ryan Giggs is probably serving his time for a reason. And I think if Van Gaal does go anytime soon, then Ryan would expect certainly to be given a chance at the end of the season. So who knows? But I wouldn't rule out Mourinho coming here at all. I think that a lot has moved on since Bobby Charlton said he shouldn't be the next manager.
Always a pleasure, Mark. I'll see you soon, mate. Have a good Christmas.
And you, Jim. Thanks a lot.